Scientists announced today they've solved a mystery, the mystery of the Mongolian ostrich dinosaur. Now, this goes back to 1965 when fossil hunters found a pair of six-foot-long, heavily clawed arm bones in Mongolia's Gobi Desert. Nobody had seen anything like them before. Scientists say they've now got the rest of the beast, and it looks like dinosaur textbooks will have to be rewritten. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
Those two giant arm bones amazed scientists. Some thought the whole beast might have been over 100 feet long, but the arms were all they had. Paleontologists dreamed of finding the rest.
We've worked in the Gobi for a long time, and we were always looking for another one or any indication that there was another one.
Philip Curry is a paleontologist at the University of Alberta, and in 2009, his dream came true. Curry was digging in a Mongolian quarry with an international team. Fossil poachers had apparently been there already and taken away dinosaur bones to sell to collectors. But the poachers left a jumble of bones behind. When the team pieced them together, they thought, hey, this looks like it might be part of that giant armed dinosaur. But the skull, most of the hand bones, and the feet were missing. 2 years later, Curry got a call from a Belgian scientist. The Belgian said there's a fossil shop here that's got a weird skull, part of a hand, and a couple of feet. Curry went to Belgium.
And looked at the specimen and sure enough realized that not only is it the same dinosaur, but it's in fact the same specimen. It's the one that got poached that we took out.
Curry confirmed that by comparing the hand bones he had with the ones in Europe, still partially encased in stone.
They had the other half of the same palm, same size, same rock color.
In fact, the two halves of the palm fit perfectly into the stone matrix in the fossil shop. Curry's team now has the bones from three specimens, which will go back to Mongolia. And scientists now know what those giant arms from 1965 were attached to.
It's deeply weird, way weirder than we thought it was.
Matt Carano is curator of dinosaurs at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History.
So it's this giant animal. It has like a hump on its back. It has a giant head with like a duck bill. It's just a very strange thing.
Giant meaning 35 feet long and bulky, over 6 tons, as big as T-Rex. It walked upright on long legs and, of course, had those 6-foot-long arms out in front. It had a 3-foot-long head and a sail-like ridge on its curved back. For the record, it's called Deinocheirus. It's related to a family of dinosaurs that are described as ostrich-like, except this one is way bigger than an ostrich. Paleontologist Tom Holtz at the University of Maryland remembers textbooks that showed those giant arms from 1965.
And now we have this creature, a weird sort of ostrich camel. You know, if it's coming at you, it's going to strike you with a sense of, what the heck is that?
Holtz says it looks like a dinosaur designed by a committee.
There's going to be some kid out there who's going to say that this is their favorite dinosaur overall, and that's a kid with a sense of humor.
For example, Deinocheirus had stones inside what used to be its gut. Birds and other plant eaters sometimes swallow stones. They're called gastroliths, and they help grind up the plants they eat. But researchers also found bones and scales from fish inside the dinosaur's gut as well, so it probably ate whatever it could gulp down its rather large mouth. The dinosaur is described in the journal Nature. Dino scholar Matt Carano at the Smithsonian says there's been a run of previously unknown dinosaurs turning up lately.
So that tells me that we have a long way to go before we found all the dinosaurs there are to find. We should just expect these weirdos to show up pretty regularly.
So stay tuned. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.